your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Okay, time to get a checkup from the neck up. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. We got to check in with our friends this morning, Breeze.
Yes, we
do. Everyone's weekend was hopefully good.
How are we doing? Let's see. We have our girl Heather weighing in. Heather says, good morning. Vibes are okay today. The weekend being over is kind of a bummer, but we're pushing through.
It always goes by so quick.
I woke up Saturday morning, dazed and confused. I was like, what?
Yeah, me too.
I was like, is it the weekend? Why? And then I realized it was the weekend. I was like, let's go.
Well, what time did you wake up?
5 something. I mean, I can't really sleep in on the weekends, which sucks, but it's all right. This person says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Ashley here, officially a twin mama. Haven't texted in a while, but hope you both are well.
What's up, Ash?
A twin mama. Cute. All right. And little light this morning just because people are getting back into the swing of things. But we have our girl Jenna texting in too. Jenna says, good morning. Vibes are good today because only one more week until I go on vacation.
Same.
I can't wait. Going to Rhode Island.
What's there?
I don't know. Nautical vibes.
Yeah.
Going to be on the coast.
I know.
Love it.
I know, and then school starts next week,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
On the third, I believe.
Second or third. Yeah, it depends on the school. But
yeah. That's it, guys. Enjoy the last week. I know there's a lot of parents that are very excited for this, and some are very sad to see their kids go back to school. But we all knew it was coming, so thank you guys for weighing in this morning, checking in, coming up for the big story of the day. So finally, there has been a person who has been arrested and accused of attacking that 75-year-old man in the parking lot of a store on Culver Road. That was back on August 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And the victim's daughter says she's not happy with what's been happening around this entire situation, especially with court over the weekend. But we'll tell you what she had to say and how this guy is doing and holding up at the age of 75 after he, you know, was absolutely just tumbled to the ground by this 34-year-old woman who's now facing those charges. We'll check in and touch base on that coming up next. The big story of the day. It's PXY.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
On the number one hit music station,
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back. A 34-year-old woman is now officially facing charges after being accused of attacking that 75-year-old man in the parking lot of a store on Culver Road. That was back on August 17th. Krista Spampinato says her father, James, was shoved to the ground, leading to a broken hip, a fractured neck, and then needing surgery. And according to Rochester police, Tony Palermo was taken into custody over the weekend and brought to the Monroe County Jail. She is charged with assault in the second degree. Her photo on Facebook has been shared hundreds of times. Even when she tried to hide her account and make it private, people put her on blast the best they could. And then on Saturday morning, Palermo was arraigned, entered a not guilty plea, and then was released.
There's literally video of her doing it, but okay.
Yeah, and it doesn't look...
She's like, not guilty. They're like, that's not you pushing that man to the ground.
Got in the car and then left. And yeah, it doesn't look like the poor guy was shoved hard, but when you're 75 years old and you take a spill like that, first thing you break is your hip.
I wish there was audio. I'm so curious what the problem was. Like, the video is very unclear as to what the issue was that would lead to assault in that degree.
And all we can see is him pulling into this parking lot, this market, wherever he was, convenience store, and he honked his horn at a mom and her two kids to make them aware that he's pulling in. And then she got out of her car, had words with him, pushed him to the ground.
Yeah.
And he's basically screaming in agony on the pavement, even asking for her to help him. She got in her car and peaced out.
She's like, yeah.
And she did this in front of that woman's two kids, too. They all sat back and watched. But James Spampanata's daughter, Krista, said, "I'm disgusted. I'm angry. I'm upset. Because I feel like my father isn't being protected at all. Injuries were not mentioned. They said he sustained injuries, but he had a broken hip, a broken neck. And I want the community to understand and know this, you know, severity of the situation." And this woman, Tony Palermo, gets to walk away and go home. My father's still in the hospital. You know, I'm still not sure, though, why someone accused of causing such serious injuries to someone else should be released before trial. Like,
that's
she was.
Just the bail reform.
Fingers crossed this guy and his family receive justice, though.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, making yourself at home at someone else's home.
Is it rude or is it just convenient for the other person so they don't have to do everything for you? I honestly think it's rude if you don't make yourself at home because then you're just expecting the owner of the home to wait on you hand and foot? I don't think so. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
When does it get very uncomfortable when you start making yourself at home at someone else's home? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So yesterday you just, well, whenever this was, over the weekend?
Yeah, yesterday I had three parties to go to.
Right.
A bachelor, what's it called? Bridal shower, birthday party, and then something for work. And I was busy, 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 go, 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 go. And by the time we got to the birthday party, I was parched. I was like, I need water. I've been going. It's too much. And this birthday party, I had never been to this person's house before. Their house was so cute. I was like, no, I love it here. I'm moving in. And I was looking for water. And the host of the party was like, I think we ran out of bottles. Like, whatever. I was like, okay, no worries. So I just went into their kitchen and got myself a glass of water. Never been into their house before. Never knew any, like, didn't know where anything was. And I come back out with my water. And my girlfriend Patrice is like, have you been here before? Like, what? How do you know your way around? I'm like, I don't. I just figured it out. Why would I ask the host whose birthday it is to go get me water? I can just figure it out myself.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Is that rude to just be like pondering around someone's house and cabinets and kitchen?
Some would find that to be rude, sure.
But I feel like it's even more rude to halt this person's celebration and be like, get me water. It's their birthday. It's their party. They're busy.
How do you know when it's okay to help yourself to things in someone else's home? Because I've gotten in trouble for this in the past, but I used to be the guy that would just casually open up everyone's refrigerator. And, you know, I've come to a point in my life where I realize now that that's kind of rude.
Yeah.
You just don't open another person.
Were you looking for something or you just were curious?
Browsing. Just
yeah,
browsing.
That's
just
a little
browsing.
Different.
But how is it different
He's like,
than...
dirty.
How is? Yeah, I am judging. How is it different than opening someone else's medicine cabinet? Because I know you do that in every house you've ever been in.
No, I don't. You do that. I don't care.
Well, that's true. I do that too.
I can't read their pill bottles. I have no idea what any of it means. And I don't care enough to Google it. But so I come out with my glass, cutest little cup. And my girlfriend's like, what? And I'm like, if you really think about it, this is what is supposed to be done. And I feel like if you are going to have a party, you should be ready to open yourself up for people going in and out of your house.
Right, well, you
not
know,
that the host had any issue with it at all. They actually were like, great, pop off. Like, I don't have to do it.
It depends how cool the person is. It really
Correct.
Does. What is making yourself at home really mean today? Where's the line between comfortable and disrespectful? I have family members that will have 100 people over their house for an outdoor party because they don't want a single person stepping inside. It's like, where do we use the bathroom? we rented a porta potty. It's on the side of the house. I'm like, okay.
That's insane.
So everyone's just pooping on the side of the house. Great, got it.
And when they say rented a porta potty, they put a bucket out there. It's not high class at all. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like there is a line, but I feel like if you're being more helpful than harmful, that's where the line is.
What does that mean?
Like, if you're being more helpful to yourself and to take a burden off of the host, like, for example, me getting my own water, that's helpful to the person. Be hurtful would be me browsing around their medicine cabinets and kicking my feet up on their couch with my shoes on and being like, I love it here. I'm going to stay. It's all within reason.
Yeah, well, there's boundaries. Yeah, this we know, especially if you're a guest in someone's home. I've gone as far as to you help myself to the bathroom. But the downstairs bathroom was being used in this one home, and I just met the homeowners. So I went upstairs and used the bathroom up there, but I had to go through their bedroom to use their bathroom. And I'm like, well, you know, you said make yourself at home. What does that mean?
Okay, yeah, maybe we have different definitions of making ourselves at home.
Well, yes, there's clearly a big difference.
Yours, you show up with a U-Haul. Me, I just get myself a glass of water.
There's clearly a difference between feeling welcomed and acting entitled.
He's like, guys, where should I put my stuff? He's like, that's not what we meant.
98 PXY.